This is the latest in a continuing series of research that the Forum has been engaged in regarding the quality of early childhood care and, in this case, after-school programming. What is interesting is that the state has developed a relatively new program called Young Star, which is a quality ratings improvement program that is designed to rate early childhood care providers and after-school providers per a series of criteria that are aimed at getting at their quality, making this information available to parents, and using this as a means not only to promote enhanced quality, but as a means of better empowering parents to choose high-quality providers.
And the greater number of stars that a program receives, the higher the reimbursement from the state. Is that how it works?
That is correct. There's a carrot and stick approach here. So not only are the providers rated on a series from 1 to 5 stars, but their reimbursement under the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy Reimbursement Program are predicated on the number of stars. So 4 or 5 star providers actually get higher percentages, bonus payments. 3-star providers receive the same payment that they would have otherwise received prior to the adoption of Young Star. 2-star providers actually receive a 5% cut in their subsidy payment, and those that are ranked 1-star are actually deemed ineligible to participate in Wisconsin Shares.
And according to your research, on average, how many programs are receiving how many stars?
Well, so what we did in this report was we really wanted to hone in on after-school providers. Now, there's some overlap. There are some traditional daycare centers that provide after-school care as well, but there's also a considerable number of programs that are essentially exclusively geared toward providing care to school-age children after school in organized settings. And we wanted to take a look at how the Young Star rating system, which has now been applied to after-school as well as early childhood care providers, how that was playing out in Milwaukee County in terms of the ratings. Some very interesting findings emerged. We found, first of all, that nearly 3/4 of the school-age programs that have been rated so far have received 2-star ratings, and that's compared to 42% of group child care centers. Furthermore, fewer than 1% of school-age programs have received ratings of 4 or 5 stars, and that's compared to about 16% of group child care centers. So it raises the question, are the quality of these after-school providers, is that quality really lacking, or are there other things going on here in terms of the applicability of the rating system that was designed first and foremost for traditional daycare type centers? Is that being appropriately applied to after school settings, or is there a bigger problem here with regard to quality?
Is there any way to answer those questions?
Well, it's difficult, but what we tried to do was really then dig deeper into one of the important sets of criteria for the Young Star ratings, and that is staff education requirements. What we found was that overwhelmingly, where the after-school providers were having difficulty in terms of meeting the requirements for 3, 4, or 5 stars was with regard to the educational credentials of their staff. And when you look at that, you see that, you know, there are some challenges here, given the fact that these care positions are part-time in nature, for the most part. There are difficulties in terms of attracting staff with higher educational credentials, and furthermore, with putting in the investment that is necessary, either from the perspective of individual care providers or from the perspective of the organizations that are providing the care. One of those two entities has to invest in the coursework, et cetera, that's required to meet the educational levels, and doing that for part-time staff is challenging.
Where does this leave parents, do you think? Are they left seeking basically a monitoring situation, almost like a babysitting situation with virtually no enrichment attached to it, or is it not quite that dire?
We've done some other research into that factor. We held focus groups with parents to try to determine what is most important to you in terms of the after-school programs that you are choosing for your children. As you say, is educational enrichment a higher priority than perhaps receiving supplemental arts education or physical education? Are you looking for somebody who essentially is going to, for lack of a better term, babysit as opposed to, again, enrich? We found that that there are different definitions of quality when it comes to what parents are looking for. You know, safety and convenience are two key criteria that parents have that maybe aren't reflected as much in the Young Star rating system. And I think that has some bearing on whether, again, the question is whether the system and the ratings criteria need to be tweaked, as opposed to do we need to somehow come up with the wherewithal to invest more heavily in educational development for after-school program staff. But bottom line is, if the purpose here is to ensure that parents are able to select highly rated programs, the fact is that there aren't many highly rated after-school providers in Milwaukee County. So that would indicate that either the system needs to be tweaked or, again, that something has to be done in terms of improving the quality of these providers.
What do you hope this report will do?
What we wanted to do was simply say, here's what the data is telling us. The fact is that when we look at the landscape of after-school providers in Milwaukee County that are participating in the Milwaukee Shares program, we are finding that the three-quarters of those providers are not receiving proficient ratings. And so I think that does lead to an imperative for policymakers to dig deeper into why that is, and again, to determine a course of action to hopefully ensure that we do have a larger base of highly rated providers for parents to choose.
Rob Henken is president of the Public Policy Forum. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.